Welcome to Radio Blast, dear listeners. Today we continue the study of chapters 17 and 18 of the Book of Revelation.
I'm excited.
Hi, Dora. Before we start, I would like to ask you to help me make a little resume of the first part of this study in chapter 17, where we talked about the seven heads and 10 horns.
Yes.
We were wondering, what does the seven heads represent and what do the 10 horns represent? Do you remember anything, Dora?
Yes. I should. For all the years I've been listening to Brother Joseph, I should. He was explaining that it's the devil ruling the world through the seven world empires.
All right. So in the world, during history, there have been seven world empires, and the devil was the ruler, actually, in reality. And those empires are Egypt Assyria, Babylon Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome. That's six.
Yes.
And the last one, which the Bible says, it didn't come yet, but when it comes, it shall last for a little time. That's the last world empire, the seventh, which will be the kingdom of the Antichrist, yes. The new world order, which in our days they're talking so much about it.
And then Brother Joseph explained how the 10 horns of the last world empire, from Daniel 7, he explained very clearly, are on the head number 6, which was representing Rome in Daniel 7, which he was saying is the geographical location of the Roman Empire, which today is...
It's Europe. And therefore, it shows how European countries will follow the Antichrist and give their power to the Antichrist.
10 European countries.
Yes. So this was a little resume of the first part of the study. And now we continue with chapter 17.
15.
The waters which thou sawest, where the horse seated, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
Understand, this we explained before.
Yes.
All right, that Babylon the whore, which is the spirit of materialism, sits on all nations and seats everywhere.
Basically influences the whole world with greed and materialism and power.
Okay, but now I want to concentrate on trying to explain who this woman is, okay? Let's jump to verse 18.
And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
So isn't it a spirit, a demon, we said?
Yeah, exactly. So?
So then how come it says here it's a city? Which reigns over the kings of the earth.
No, this woman is that great city. So we need to understand what great city it is now.
But we said it's a demon, this woman. It's a spirit that influences
the world. It's also a demon, but a demon that controls a great city, and the city reigns over the whole world. See, the devil doesn't rule over the world directly with horns and a fork.
Yes.
Pitchfork.
Yeah.
But he rules through Hitler, Stalin, through the dollar, through America, through... communism, okay. And so on. So this demon, this whore, controls a city. Okay, city symbolically. And the city rules over the kings of the earth.
It's symbolically or it's physical?
No, this is real.
It's a real place.
The city is a real place.
Mm. Okay? The fact that it's a small, that it's the name of a city, it's symbolical, but it is a real place.
Well, it speaks in parables in the Bible, right?
Yes.
You have to interpret. This is just for the wise. Let him that has wisdom understand. Daniel 12, verse 10, the wicked shall not understand, the wise will. So it's written in a way that if you're wicked, you do not understand. If you're a Christian who just warms up a church bench a Sunday morning, never go evangelizing, you are not going to understand this. Because you're wicked, you're disobedient, you're a Laodicea. You will not understand. So you need the ingredient of obedience to understand the Bible.
Amen.
Because only then God blesses you with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And only then you understand the Bible. Don't dream you're going to understand the Bible if you're a disobedient Christian.
So
I want to work some more to explain who is Babylon, and we'll go to the next chapter.
Just like you explained that the devil ruled the world during history through the six heads, through the empires that existed, the same you're saying that this woman, which is the spirit of materialism, it's ruling the world through a place, through a great city.
Yes, exactly.
It's not just a demon.
Well, we'll see what the city is now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's go to Revelation 18:3. So we are trying to understand who this woman is. Is it Catholic Church, or is it like American materialism? Okay, let's go to Revelation 18:3.
For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
So do you understand? Like
this I said, what you were saying earlier. Like,
yeah.
That it cannot be the Catholic Church, yeah. Even though the Catholic Church is rich.
The Catholic Church is not making anybody rich. They're making everybody poor. I mean, you go to a village where full of shacks and people don't even have water to drink, and they will be in the middle of a huge church, like a huge super-duper, like a sanctuary full of statues, marble, golden crosses, etc. Super rich, filthy rich. The whole village is starving. So the church is not making anybody rich, it's making everybody poor. It's like a thing that sucks whenever it gives you. It just gives you doctrine, but a lot of them are just wrong. So as you see, this does not fit the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, jump to...
Verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her...
That's it. Well, only that.
Okay.
So the kings of the earth lived deliciously with her. That doesn't go. Maybe a little, because there was a time when the church was appointing kings. This could halfway apply. Go to verse 11.
And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore.
He's talking about when Babylon shall be destroyed. So he says that the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. The merchants are not doing business with the Catholic Church.
No.
It's true. It's not a business center, the Catholic Church.
It's not a business center.
They're not buying anything.
It's a religious center.
It's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next.
12. Mm-hmm. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble.
Keep reading.
And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men.
Okay.
Even souls of
men. Even souls, yeah. Souls, of course, applies to both. But all these things, they don't apply to the Catholic Church. Nobody, the merchant has no, are not going there buying and selling. Because like we saw in the verse 18:3, it says the merchant of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of the delicacies. In other words, it's an exchange. It's like a prostitution.
Like a trade.
It's like a prostitution trade, understand?
What do you mean prostitution?
Well, you give and take wickedly. Like you go to a prostitute, you pay, and she delivers her services, and you pay.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, what does it mean they commit fornication? It keeps repeating.
Yeah, because worshiping materialism, in God's eyes, it is a spiritual fornication. Like when God was calling Israel adulterers, Jesus was calling the Pharisees adulterers. They were not guilty of going with prostitutes for the Pharisees. Yeah. That was not their style. So why Jesus would call them adulterers? Because they were worshiping they were worshiping disobedience. They were worshiping the temple, but not the God of the temple. Mm-hmm. They were worshiping the idol of their religion. Like today you find many churches, many evangelical even, who they have the perfect doctrines, but they're worshiping their doctrines above the love of God.
Yeah.
You know, they worship the church building, not just the Catholic, the Protestants too. They worship the church building above the commandment of the gospel, which says, go preach the gospel to the poor in the streets.
Yes.
Don't go in church or warm up a church bench and go to sleep. You understand?
Yes.
So this does not fit at all to the Catholic Church.
But yes,
to materialism.
Materialism, yes.
Okay, and it's like this woman, this demon. You say, how can it be? She's been riding seven heads.
All through the history, basically.
Yeah, all through history. So how can it be? Like, how can she ride seven heads? When is the first head?
We said it's Egypt.
Egypt.
So this woman has been on top since Egypt.
Yeah.
So it's like, so way, way before, much longer before than any Christian church.
Before the Catholic Church appeared.
You know, yeah,
it's
like
true.
Egypt.
That's another confirmation. It's not the Catholic
exactly,
Church.
Exactly. Like Egypt was like 1500 BC, Egypt. Mm-hmm. And was like 2000 and 1500 BC, like between the time of, more or less, Abraham until Moses. That's when Egypt was an empire, more or less, especially 1400, 1500. So it's like by the Christianity, especially Catholic Church, they started after Constantine, they became politically powerful. So it doesn't apply, it doesn't fit.
It's clear, yes.
Okay. So by here we have this woman, this demon that rides the dragon, the whole seven heads. So basically this creates another question. Like this woman has been around since Egypt, how come now is America? All of a sudden it's America. America has been around a couple of hundred years. They're already more than ready to be judged and destroyed. How come is America? Why is no Egypt or Babylon or Assyria or the Roman Empire? Which was very well representing Babylon the whore, like
the spirit of materialism.
Through those empires. Well, because you see, the answer is that this is not a woman, and is not a country, and is not a nation. It's not just Egypt, Assyria, Rome, and America. No, it's a spirit, and this spirit
of materialism,
just like the devil can possess a guy here and can possess a guy over there, can move around the spirit. So these demons of materialism, this Baal, has been moving around from country to country, from religion to religion. Now this religion, now the other religion, now this center, now Egypt, now Babylon, now Assyria, now Rome, now Greece, in the end time, moved to America. Why? Because that's where the center is.
The center of materialism.
Exactly. Wherever the center of materialism worship has been, this prostitute, this whore, this demon made its center right there. Whether it was London, there was a time that London was the center of world business, of the banking system of the world, London. Now it moved to New York. Okay, and now the whore is moving to New York, the great city, America.
So you're saying the present-day heart of materialism is America?
New York, the great city.
But
because
in the times,
America is controlled by New York. Okay, New York, it's a cancer of a cancer. It's a demonic place.
Where all the banks are?
That's where all the banks are. The central banking of the world is in New York. And America is not controlled by Washington. It's controlled by New York. Why? Because Washington is there just kissing the feet of the New York bankers. It's the New York bankers who decide who's the president. They finance the $100 million they need in order to be elected. They is in New York. It's the bank in central New York who controls the media. And it's the media who finance the political parties. And the political parties decide who the president is supposed to be. Ultimately, on top of the pyramid is the banking system. And the director of the banking system of New York, or the world, we know who that is. You know his name, right?
The devil?
The devil. Okay, yes. So they change the director every few years, but the real director is Satan. He's on top of the pyramids. Okay, that's why I don't waste time just fighting against this guy or that guy or big names. I don't care about getting my hands dirty, you know. I just attack the devil like Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus didn't waste any time mentioning the name of the Roman Emperor, Caesar. No, that's stupid, you know. Forget it. Jesus attacked the devil. But when you attack the devil,
you
destroy everything.
You attack everything.
Amen?
It's true. Yes,
now,
it's clear.
You mentioned that in the end times the devil rules the world through this spirit of materialism, which comes from New York. But isn't it that the devil will rule the world through the Antichrist in the end time?
Yes. So, what's your question?
So then, how come now we're saying that it's through America that he does?
No, just a second. He destroys Babylon the whore.
Who's he?
Devil.
How come he destroys if it's his tool?
But
it's
look,
his instrument to control the world.
Just read it, Lord. So go back to Richard 17, verse 16.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
You understand?
So how come the 10 horns, actually the woman is sitting on the 10 horns, they are united in purpose.
Yes.
How come the 10 horns destroy her?
Because the devil doesn't need her anymore. See, the devil is specialized in using things and then destroying them. See, the devil today is using the Muslim and then he will destroy them. The devil used Hitler and then he destroyed him.
He does not reward his
the
puppets.
Devil used the communists in Russia and then threw it down.
Amazing.
The devil is specialized with deceiving, with betraying his own people. And so it's like the devil is using this spirit of materialism, okay, Babylon the whore, but when he doesn't need it anymore, he will turn against his own creation, America, Americanism, materialism, the bankers, and destroy them. He'll burn them with fire. Why? He doesn't need them anymore because he doesn't need anymore the banking system to control the world.
And why not?
Because he has a better system. He's going to put a better system, which is called the Mark of the Beast.
Ah.
In Revelation 13, it says that nobody can buy or sell except those who receive the mark.
It's true.
So it's like in order to build a new house, you have to destroy the old. So the devil is destroying the old financial house of the world by which he was controlling, oppressing the world, the banking system, because now he has the ultimate.
Amazing.
The mark of the beast, which people will become completely demonized, demon-possessed, and the soul becomes damned to hell. As it says in Revelation 14:9, you see the mark of the beast, you go straight to hell. And that's why he destroys his own creation.
It's really amazing, this thing. And, you know, if you think about it, it says that the ten horns shall hate the whore, even though in the beginning they were united because they did all this merchant, all this commerce with her.
Yeah, this business.
But now it shows that they are going to destroy her. And, you know, in the last few years, you can see the world more and more turning against America.
Exactly.
They're not anymore in the unity of riches and the same purpose. They're more and more against.
It beginning with the Muslim, beginning and then Russia, and then China, and then the BRICS country. They are forming a new system, the BRICS. Mm-hmm. BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And Argentina is joining. More will join. It's like they're turning away from America, even Europe. Europe, they're fed up with America. America is blackmailing them. They have to put sanctions on Russia because of the Ukraine. Europe didn't want, Germany didn't want. And now they're having a huge blow-up recession in Europe right now because of the sanction against Russia, they're backfiring. Europe didn't want. They kept telling you, we don't want to do that. But America blackmailed them. They twist their arm behind the back and they compelled them. Europe is getting fed up.
Wow.
Echelon spying a few years ago. Recently, the NSA spying, like Snowden, they discovered that they were checking everybody's phones, the president of Germany, of every country.
Amazing.
So they're very, very, very fed up, you know. Mm-hmm. Understand? It's just like you're saying.
Yes, yes. So we're actually going towards this, towards Revelation 17:16.
Exactly. Exactly. So everything is leading in that direction. That the 10, which is going to be Gog and Magog, and the Christ and Russia. And also it says Persia, Libya, all the Muslim countries, Ezekiel 38, will get together with Gomer, who are the Gomer. These 10, Gomer, you can see in the old maps, Gomer is Europe. They eventually will join this Antichrist, who will be followed. It will not be the president of Russia who takes over. No, it will be a little guy, something to do with Russia, who will be joined by... It will be followed by these guys, Russia, Europe, the Muslims, China, and they will destroy the whore with fire. The whore, we understand, is America. Amen?
Amen.
Revelation 18:15.
15. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing.
So, they were made rich by her. Does that apply to the Catholic Church?
No.
Nobody's made rich by the Catholic Church, okay? They're made poor. I mean, some kings gets appointed by the Catholic Church. They used to get appointed in the Middle Ages, but now no more.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get self-appointed. Okay, they appoint themselves now. They get a blessing from the Pope and that's it. And that's it. But they're appointed politically, through revolution, through hook and crooks, through whatever, correct?
Yes.
I mean, it's been many centuries, the Pope doesn't appoint kings anymore. But so he's talking about what here? He's talking about the merchants. I mean, the merchants are not getting richer by going to the Vatican, not at all.
No, no.
Where do they go? To America. Mm-hmm. It's obvious. 16.
and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls."
Okay, and then 17, and every ship master.
And all the company in ships and sailors and as many as strayed by sea stood afar off.
Okay, and verse 19, they say, "Alas, alas."
Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness.
Okay, so we're just jumping. I want to make a point here, okay? So it's like all the ship masters. I mean, the picture to go to the Vatican and sell things, you don't go by the ship. You usually take a train or a bus or something.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's very situated in very well situated in Europe. Which is the country that people go with the ships?
Yeah, it is
America. It's such a picture, no?
Yes.
I mean, the only way to go to America is by ship or plane.
Yes.
So the picture fits much mm-hmm. more, no? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
All right. So let's go to 22.
And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpets shall be heard no more at all in thee.
Okay, is this a picture of the Vatican? Mm-hmm. They have a little music, but that's not a typical picture, right? Trumpeters and pipers, musicians. It's not that. It's more like those bands, those perverted rock bands, right? Mm. Keep reading.
And Hollywood even. Yeah. And no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee.
So the millstone represents work, factory, working, producing. That's no.
Yes.
The Vatican is more like America. 23. For thy merchants
were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived.
Okay, deceived by the sorceries of materialism. Sorceries of TV, of music bands, of sodomy on TV, of all kinds of sorceries. Verse 24.
And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth.
Hey, all that were slain upon the earth.
How can that be in America?
All.
I already explained to you before, it's not America, it's the spirit of materialism. It's now we call it Babylon the Whore. Materialism.
Mm-hmm.
Apocalypse, Revelation is Babylon. New Testament is Mammon, Old Testament is Baal. You understand? Like everybody got killed, is like the usually, more often than not, it was because of materialism. Okay, even a guy that kills a guy that went to bed with his wife, that's materialism because his wife is a material thing, you understand? Mm-hmm. It's materialism. All right, so I think at this point...
In this verse in 24, it applies to the spirit that killed all the prophets.
Exactly.
So it goes up and down. One time applying to the geographical place of America, Babylon, other times applying to the spirit,
exactly.
The demon.
Exactly.
Okay.
So as you see, it's not... it cannot be applied to the Catholic Church because all the blood...
I mean, the
Catholic Church, okay, they're definitely guilty for a lot of stuff, but they've only been around for 1,500 years.
But like you explained earlier, this spirit of materialism has been around ever since Egypt.
Exactly.
So ever since Egypt, there has been blood of prophets, of saints,
exactly.
And all slain upon the earth.
Exactly. See, like all the blood,
yes.
Is roughly, almost all, okay, so most of the blood that was spilled before the Catholic Church, and you couldn't blame the Catholic Church for killing everybody or something. You couldn't do that. So it is materialism. Okay, the love of materialism, which generated the wars. Okay, it was not the Catholic Church who started World War I and World War II. It's not the Catholic Church who started the Mao Zedong revolution in China, Lenin and Stalin revolution in Russia, the Islamic bloodshed. It's not the Catholic Church. You know, not at all. Two world wars, hundreds of millions of people dead. So it doesn't go, you understand?
Yes.
Is materialism.
Through which the devil, like you've shown, has been ruling the earth from Egypt all the way now to America and in the end time through the Antichrist kingdom.
Exactly. It's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spirit that since the beginning, all right, since the beginning where Cain killed Abel, there must have been some love of materialism involved while he killed Abel.
Mm-hmm.
It was bothering him. And maybe he wanted control of the land where Abel was. We don't know, but something wrong was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, praise the Lord. So, we covered the first step, who are the beasts, the seven heads, the ten horns. We explained that. Then the second step, we explained who is Babylon. Is it the Catholic Church or the USA American materialism? That seems, seems to me pretty clear, right?
Yes.
So you don't have to believe because I say. And for me, I don't care. It can be anything. For me, it can be the Muslims, but it's not.
No.
So you have to, in Bible prophecy, you cannot blame everything on the Catholic because you're Protestant, like some Protestants are doing, or blame everything on the Protestant because you're Catholic. Because this this kind of mentality, it just lands you in the false prophecy, false prophetic teaching. To be whatever it applies. Amen?
Yes.
Now, we're going to go back and read all the scripture which we haven't yet. Other words, now we're going to read the rest of the whole prophecy, Revelation 17 and 18. We will start in verse 5.
What chapter?
17:5.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
Okay, so this is Babylon the Whore. It's a mystery. Babylon the Great is the mother of prostitutes and mother of all abominations.
Hmm.
So that's how bad the materialism is. All right? So then let's read. You read 5, no?
Yes.
Okay, now we'll jump to 14. Revelation 17:14.
This shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
Good. This we explained already.
Yes.
Okay, this is the bride.
Amen.
Amen. No mistaking. All right. This is Armageddon after the Antichrist pours his wrath upon the church in his tribulation, which lasts 3.5 years. Here comes the seventh cup of God's wrath, begins in Revelation 15, ends Revelation 19:11 until 21, and it's called Armageddon. That's the end. After that, the beast goes to the lake of fire, and after that, the devil goes to prison, Revelation 20, verse 3, and after that, the saints rule with Christ, Revelation 20, verse 4 to 6, and the devil goes to prison, the saints rule 1,000 years, etc. Next, the scripture.
15. And he said unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore seated are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
Okay, this we saw that the Babylon the whore sits on all nations of the world. Okay, 16.
And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, this shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and shall burn her with fire.
Wow, praise the Lord. So we explain this also, right?
These are the ten horns. This is very puzzling how the devil destroys his own puppets.
Do you have any questions on that?
No, it's just shocking.
Is it clear?
Yes.
So the 10 horns, which are the head of the fourth beast, which is Rome, Daniel 7, verse 7 and 24.
Yes.
All right. They unite from the kingdom empire number 6. Here they give life to the empire number 7. So they give power to the beast, to the Antichrist, all right, and they shall burn the whore with fire. In other words, it will be like a surprise attack, an atomic attack. There have been prophets who saw this. You read 17, it goes together with it.
For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled.
Amen.
So it's God's will?
Yes, it's God's will that the 10 destroy Babylon.
Wow. It's hard to imagine.
Well, look, the devil destroys Babylon, but he's being used by God. Just like in Ezekiel 38, it says that God will put hooks in the jaws of the beast, which is the Antichrist, and drag him into Israel, to invade Israel. Okay, to punish Israel for its sins.
And why does God do this with America?
And then God will destroy the Antichrist. Understand?
Yes.
Well, because America's cup is full.
Mm-hmm.
America's cup is.
So judgment of God, basically.
It's the judgment of God, because America now deserves to be destroyed. I mean, I have a video documents here from Russian TV, by the way. And they have, the Russians are shocked. Okay, Putin and those guys. Russian TV is a propaganda TV for Russia against America. And they are shocked, surprised, and disgusted that in American schools, now they are distributing satanic books.
Oh, no.
Officially satanic.
I can't believe it.
Because it was some schools that they were allowing the students who wanted to read the Bible. And so the Satanic Association of America they said, well, if you allow them to our Bible, then you must also allow us to distribute satanic literature. And the judge said yes. So now they're distributing legally in these schools satanic books with the face of the devil on the first page.
My goodness.
See, I have a video. Let me see. It's called The Satanic Books Handed to U.S. Kids After Religious Freedom Ruling. All right, you can go to YouTube, type this title, and it will come. And it's amazing, amazing. It's like the cup of America's satanic iniquity is full. And this with the blessing of the Christian churches.
What do you mean?
Because the Christian churches are blessing the devil, are blessing the Antichrist.
Can you say that?
They are blessing sodomy by doing nothing. There was a guy one time who said, he said something good. He said, in order for evil to triumph, it's sufficient that good people do nothing. So right now, I would say the devil has the blessing of the Christians. They say, oh, naughty, 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 but they do nothing. They're ashamed of Christ. They are there in these churches, just sitting on church benches, warming up church benches. They don't witness. They don't evangelize. They don't reach the lost. They don't preach the gospel. So blessing, I would say that this Satanists have the blessing of the Christian, indirectly.
Because they allow it.
Because they allow it. By passively,
nothing about it.
Passively doing nothing,
not evangelizing.
They indirectly they bless the work of the devil. So all the children who get satanized, demonized, like sodomized, I mean, into ideology of sodomy, it's because the Christians are cooperating passively with the devil. Just like the Catholic cooperated with the fascist Mussolini in Italy, just like the evangelicals, Protestants in Germany cooperated with Nazi and Hitler in Germany, and the Orthodox Church cooperated with Stalin in Russia, and the Catholic Church is cooperating, the official Catholic Church is operating with the Antichrist, demonic communist regime in China, and so on. So today, the dead, ultra-dead Christians of America, I'm talking about most of them, okay, there are exceptions, they're cooperating with this thing. They say, oh, that's not so nice. The government should do something. No, not beloved. No, I'm sorry, my friend. You're waiting for Obama to do it. But Obama is a puppet of the New World Order.
Yes.
Don't you see that? No. Don't you understand? If they're waiting for Obama to make a law that everybody should get saved, like Nebuchadnezzar did, you know, in the... Was that Daniel chapter 3? Nebuchadnezzar made a law. And now everybody becomes Jew. I mean, you want Obama to do that? I mean, how crazy can we be?
No, but it's true.
I mean, we would have to be out of our mind to think that one day the politicians are going to start preaching the gospel, which the Christians don't want to do.
It's true. Yes.
Amen. So what did you read?
17 was the last.
You read 17. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So let's jump to chapter 18. We read everything we haven't yet. Okay, verse 1.
18:1 And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory.
Wow. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
This is really... Amen. So after the destruction of Babylon, what comes? Armageddon.
Yes.
So, and this is what the light is about.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, it's light of Armageddon approaching. Verse 2.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
See, that's the picture of America today. Now the beginning, first they forbid that they be God from the school. God is forbidden. They started moving the Ten Commandments. Now they start distributing the satanic books. What's next? I mean, America is becoming, this is a picture of America.
Habitation of devils.
Habitation of devils, hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean, hateful bird. Verse 3.
Which are evil spirits, basically.
Devils. They get in possessed and they like it like this.
Yes.
God is going to send the angels, like he did with Sodom, they take a second look and say, okay, ready for destruction. bang.
It's hard to believe such a Christian nation that used to send missionaries.
Yeah, yeah.
And that evangelized basically half of the world.
Yeah, yes, yes. Except for the Mormons, we don't see any other American missionaries anyway.
It's true.
Okay.
It's sad.
So the Mormons, they don't have the perfect doctrine, poor guys. But at least they do believe in Jesus. God bless them at least for that. But where are the goody-goody Pentecostal Baptist Church? I don't see them around.
It's true.
All those spirit-filled blah, 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 they're all there preaching to collect money every Sunday morning. Poor mercenaries. Pray for the poor sheep trapped in these dead churches, false churches, these deceived churches, modern Pharisees. Next.
Verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Amen. Verse 4.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues.
So what God is saying here to the Christians in the United States, if you don't get out, is saying God here, you will be partaker of their sins.
Is that a spiritual getting out or physical?
No, physical or spiritual. Physical.
Because many people interpret is get out of the worldliness and doing sins like the world.
Not at all. It is going to be physical destruction. It's not talking about the judgment after death, your spirit will be judged. Not at all. It's talking about if you don't get out, okay, it's taking a step behind now. If you don't get out, the 10 are going to burn you with fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's a physical. Just like
it's
when
true,
Lot and his wife and his two daughters, they had to get out physically.
Yes, yes.
All right? In every way. In Matthew 24, when you see the abomination of desolation, you have to get out physically. You have to run for the hill. Matthew 24:15, run for the hill, because there shall be great tribulation. He's talking physically. Of course, talking physically. Unless it's specifically indicated, the Bible is always physical. It's always material. Because it's talking to physical people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It says that you receive not of our plagues.
Exactly.
It's
the plagues are going to be burned
physical.
With fire. It's not going to be a spiritual plague. It will be fire, material fire.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. 5.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
Amen. 6.
Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled, fill to her double.
See, America is becoming a hell full of demons, and they're spreading these demons all over the world through all these demonic singers, through sodomy, through homosexuality, lesbianism, whatnot. Next.
7. How much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow.
You see,
it's true,
basically,
they think they are the kings of the
earth.
Yeah,
like because they have hamburger and Coca-Cola, they think.
Says she glorified herself.
Really, they think, this guy, they really think that's what American is, it's a spirit of superiority.
Yeah,
it's really demonism.
It is.
Okay, what is the humility of Jesus? And this guy really thinks they're superior.
Mm-hmm.
I remember American preacher saying, well, America's not doing too good, but we're still the best. No, I'm sorry, you're the worst.
Oh, no.
I mean, America went to Iraq, and they killed more than 1 million people, mostly civilian, Afghanistan, same story.
Yes, yes.
They would send a drone around for every one Taliban they killed, they were killing 10 civilians. And just in Iraq, 1 million people, they were killed. Everything was okay because we're trying to get Saddam Hussein, you know. So they got Saddam Hussein, and now the situation is 100 times worse than before.
Really?
Now they have thousands of Saddam Hussein, tens of thousands of Bin Laden.
It's true.
Okay, so as long as it was 1 million or 1.5 million Iraq who died, well, it's Saddam Hussein's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He has weapon of mass destruction. Oh, it doesn't. Well, okay, little mistake. Million and a half died. What to do? At least... So the American there drinking Coca-Cola, eating hamburger, watching TV, for them it's okay. So now that the ISIS and company are looking for atomic suitcases to smuggle into America and blow up some cities, and they say, oh, wait, those guys are terrorists. In other words, America are not terrorists bombing a country like Iraq and killing just right and left civilians and whatnot. Yeah. They're not terrorists. Not because they drink Coca-Cola. How can you be a terrorist and drink Coca-Cola? It's impossible. You didn't see the Coca-Cola advertisements? Pretty girls in bikini by the beach? No, no, they don't look like terrorists.
I guess not.
All right, so the terrorists are the other guys. You see, now that they're going to start reaping what they sowed, okay, they don't like the music. As long as it was them bombing the other guys, all right, everything was, well, you know, we bring democracy. They bring a demonocracy. So now they're going to reap what they sowed. Okay, next.
Verse 8. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her.
Hallelujah. In one day, she's going to be burned
with fire.
So it's God's judgment.
It's going to be a sudden atomic attack.
Atomic.
The being Christian, definitely.
Why do you say atomic?
Because that's the only way you can burn a nation in one day, in 1 hour.
So here is nothing symbolic. It's just
no, absolutely no. It says 1 day and 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
So that is only possible. You see, read the verse 9 and 10.
And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come.
So 1 day, 1 hour.
Wow.
I mean, now that we understand this is America, how can it destroy a place like America in 1 hour? Well, listen, if you go, look, to Revelation 16. Okay, there is an interesting scripture. The seventh cup. Read the verse 17.
16:17.
Yeah.
And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done.
Okay, 19.
And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath.
Actually, read also the verse before, 18.
18. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great.
Okay, so verse 19, the city was divided in three parts.
Yes.
So there is an earthquake. Now we understand that the city is America, okay?
The great city.
Yeah, New York, America.
Okay.
It's called city because it's New York City. Okay, but actually New York City controls America. That's what the banks are. And America controls the world.
Yes.
New York and America control the world through the banks, through Hollywood, through they are the greatest army, the greatest media system, the greatest banking system, the greatest Hollywood movie system, the greatest perverted, demonic, homosexual, sodomite system. They are the greatest of everything which is demonic, evil, antichrist, and devilish. They are the greatest of all that's evil. Understand? Christianity, it disappeared. The few Christians who are left are ashamed to get out of their religious dead building to go preach the gospel. Ashamed. You don't tell anybody you're a Christian in America, hardly, because they spit you in the face. And then you say, oh, excuse me, the other cheek, there's another spit over here, please. You know, America has become, the Christian America, I mean, I'm saying 99%, thank God for the exception, have become the garbage of the garbage because they're ashamed of Christ. With the homosexual in the streets lifting up perversion, yelling and screaming in the streets. While the Christians are hiding the dog's house, called churches, hiding, I hope they don't come here. They will come. Okay, so the point I'm trying to make is, yeah, there was an earthquake in Revelation 16:18. There was an earthquake in Revelation 16:19, and the great city, America, was divided in three parts.
Now, that means America will be divided in
three? America will be divided in three parts. Now go back again to Revelation 18:10 and read it.
Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come.
Okay, how is it possible to burn in 1 hour? Because God is going to help the Antichrist.
How?
Understand? Because Revelation 16, it comes before this.
Where yes.
Revelation 18 here.
Yes.
Okay, so because it's today, you cannot win an atomic war. He cannot surprise any nations atomically, because there is automatic retaliations.
Mm-hmm. The defense.
Yeah, they will automatically, computer-wise, they will retaliate. Mm-hmm. Like you destroy, attack and destroy suddenly your enemy, you also ensure, guarantee your own destruction.
They are going to attack you back.
And that's why, that's why there hasn't been atomic war, not because they're so good, because they don't want to want the other guy to die. You know?
Yeah.
But here, in 1 hour, they're able to destroy. That's a sudden nuclear attack. How is possible? Because the seventh cup of wrath, which this destruction of Babylon is part of, it begins with an earthquake. The great city America is divided in three parts. This will destroy all the satellites, computerized, anti-atomic defense. That's the way I see it.
Uh-huh. But it makes sense.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. You can interpret it a different way. It's the only way America can be surprised, attacked atomically by submarines, atomic submarines, or maybe some other bases around America or whatever. And they will destroy in 1 hour. America cannot retaliate. Why? Because the satellite system and radars and whatnot is completely destroyed. Mm-hmm. They have atomic submarines around the world, but the communication will be completely disrupted.
Because of the
destroyed because the earthquake. Mm-hmm. An earthquake that divides America in three parts.
Yes.
There have been Christian prophets who saw the two oceans, Pacific and Atlantic, joining through America.
Wow.
Okay, and that being the defensive radar system destroyed, okay, that will give the Antichrist will seize the chances that this is the moment. He clicks the button, and in 1 hour, he will have, of course, submarines, positions, the Pacific side and the Atlantic side, and at the signal, they will all unleash everything. Mm-hmm. Now, the submarine now, they have missiles which are able to destroy whole countries. There are missiles so big, so much atomic power, which are incredible. In fact, Russia is famous for having built the biggest atomic missiles in existence. America doesn't even have them because they lean on the technology. They think we're still superior because of our technology. We don't need to spend money. But Russia, we're a little bit behind the technology. They are leaning on major atomic power, which they have. But they cannot use because America has a little edge on technology. But God is going to have the Antichrist because, like it says, it's in God's heart to reward or to punish her according to, verse 8, read 18:8.
18:8. Yeah. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her.
Understand, it's not the Antichrist strong. It's God that gives the Antichrist even the air he breathes. If God wouldn't give air in the Antichrist's nostrils, he couldn't even leave the poor guy. So it's God who opens the way for the Antichrist to destroy Babylon. And then he will turn around. What comes next after Babylon?
Armageddon.
After Revelation 18, Revelation 19. Armageddon.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So God will, one by one, God will judge them all. Mm-hmm. So what did you read now? Verse
8 in chapter 18.
Okay. Then did you read 10? Yes.
Yes, we read 10.
You read 10. Okay. We can jump to verse 14, which is another scripture we skipped before.
And the fruits of thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which are dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all.
In other words, it's destroyed forever. This is not wounded. America will not be just damaged. It will forever annihilated.
It won't be rebuilt.
Not at all. It will be like an atomic desert. It will be America. Will be like a huge Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Mm. Okay, because now the atomic bombs are much bigger. Can I read the verse 15?
The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing.
You know, standing afar off, 16.
And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls.
Okay, keep reading.
For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. and every shipmaster, and all the company in ships and sailors, and as many as strayed by sea stood afar off.
You see, as many as strayed by sea stood afar off. Is it the picture of the Vatican or America?
America.
I mean, it's only America, the ship, the sailors, the company of ships, the ship's masters. Come on. I mean, it's clearly ships going to America by the Pacific and by the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. They stood there far off. Why? Because when there was an explosion in Fukushima, what did the ships do? They took off.
Yes.
And the ships were going on that direction. What did they do? They stood there far off. Way.
Yes.
Don't get near contamination. And that was a rinky-dinky, like a nothing. Nothing. That was nothing compared to when one of the biggest nations geographically of the world will blow up in 1 hour. They will be bombarded by thousands of huge ICBM. That's
what is
that? Intercontinental ballistic missile. One of those things will destroy whole nations.
Wow.
I mean, they will be hit, America will be hit by thousands of atomic missiles. It will blow up in 1 hour. 1 hour. Just bang.
And God will use the Antichrist to do it.
If God will use, yeah, he says the 10 will turn against the whore and burn her with fire. Mm-hmm. So until now, the devil is using the whore, America, to control the world.
Through materialism.
Through materialism, through perversions, through homosexuality, through anything that is evil. But the time comes when the devil will find a better system to control the world, which is going to be communism, a total dictatorship.
Why do you say communism?
Because the Antichrist it will use communism or a deformation of it. Because what we have now in China is communism. In what we have now in Europe and Russia, it's a form of communism. It's called socialism.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So socialism is what taken over the world. India, more than a billion people, they're socialists. China, 1.5 billion, they are communists. Russia, they're socialists. Europe, they're socialists. South America, they're all socialists.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism is already Africa, they're all socialists.
Taking over.
90% of the world's nations are socialists. So the devil loves communism, socialism, especially communism, because, you don't need to vote. Those guys decide, just like the leaders of Europe, Once they get elected, they don't get down anymore. They appoint each other to presidents of this, president of the commission. They don't get voted in anymore. Once they reach the levels of power, they don't move them out anymore. You know, what you vote is for anything that is not important. So, in this time, the devil, in fact, if you go to the beginning, Revelation 17, verse 3.
So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns.
Okay, also Revelation 12:3.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads.
Okay, repeatedly keep saying scarlet beast, red dragon. So this is going to be the color of the political system by which the Antichrist will control the world. Red.
Mm-hmm. It's true because the communist is red.
Yeah, but this is, you see, in Revelation 17:3, it's not even red, it's scarlet. Scarlet, what is it? It's red with the addition of black.
Hmm. Very deep red.
Yeah, it's like it's worse than communism.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be worse than Stalinism, Maoism. It's going to be a persecution. Jesus said the persecution that never was before and never will come back anymore. Matthew 24:22.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do through communism. Well, it's already started, you see. This system is taking over the world. I mean, we were in Argentina, they're very socialistic.
Yes.
You go to Brazil, they're socialistic. We were in Peru, they're very socialistic. You go just about everywhere because, the governments, to stay in power, they tax the rich, and they give extra money to the poor, okay, benefits, so the poor vote for the socialists, so they remain in power, and the middle class goes down, By going down, because the middle class pays for the poor, understand? And the poor, in exchange, they vote for the government. And that's how the devil controls everything. Got that?
Yes.
Okay, so praise the Lord. So what number did you read?
Revelation 18:17 we read.
Okay, so we go to 18.
And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city?
Okay, when they saw the smoke of a burning.
Yeah.
You got that? So, what is that? It's a perfect picture of the ships stopping in the oceans, in the seas. They stopped. The ship's master, they stopped, see the smoke of a burning. Can you see that?
Yes.
So that's exactly a sudden atomic attack. Verse 19.
And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by the reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate.
You see, in 1 hour.
He keeps repeating 1 hour.
Again in 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And he said, everybody who has ship became rich. I mean, what's today the dream of every merchant? To go and sell things to America. America is the number one market in the world for selling. Anybody that's business in America becomes rich. Right now is the country the most indebted because they cannot live. They still haven't realized that the dollar is worth nothing. So they're still trying to live above their means, and they get indebted. Millions of dollars, I think billions of dollars every day America gets indebted. Wow. Just by borrowing. 20.
Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets. For God has avenged you on her.
Okay, are you suffering today in the world? Missionaries, disciples, brethren who are preaching the gospel. I know for many years, I know what suffering is because everything has been against me. It's been against my preaching the gospel. Everything, everywhere you go is like difficulties. You know, to cross a border, you have to pay the visa, you have to pay this, you have to pay that. Today, you have to pay a lot of money to preach the gospel. You're like, yeah, you have everything against you. All odds are against you. The governments are atheistic. The churches are mostly dead. Nobody helps you. And the materialistic system, it's against you. It's all money, money, money. Well, are you praying? Well, the God says God has avenged you. God is blessing you. You holy apostles and prophets, rejoice over her. For God has avenged you on her. Like you have everything against this world, don't worry, God will avenge you. Next.
21. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
So no more at all, disappear. So first of all, it will be destroyed suddenly, like casting this great millstone into the sea. It will be sudden, and it shall not be found anymore. That is a perfect description of atomic attack.
It's true.
Verse 23.
And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived.
Amen. So even America's enemies are deceived.
Yeah.
America's enemy, like China, Russia, they want to do business with America because of all the money they get.
It's true. It's not that they're better.
You understand? But, China became powerful for selling stuff to America.
Hmm.
Okay, now China is competing with America to be being the world, the number one commercial power.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then it says here, the light of the candle shall shine no more at all. Indeed, the voice of the bridegroom shall not be heard anymore. So, in other words, it will be an atomic desert.
Wow!
So they will not shine a candle in America anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, in fact, this will continue for the whole millennium, which will follow Armageddon. After which there will be fire from heaven coming down, which will burn the whole planet. So America basically has its days numbered. Like take a good look what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. They were eating and drinking, men going after men, girls going after girls, pedophile, incestors, all kinds of perversion. They didn't know that God was preparing the coals of fire on top of the city. So America is just there.
That's why it says in the beginning of chapter 18, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, ye Christians.
Yeah, but not just because they get, not to get burned or destroyed, but come out so you can go follow Jesus. Yes. What in the world are you doing there? You know, America today is worse than Sodom. Yeah. Why? Because Sodom was not contaminating the world yet. America has already done that.
Yes.
Sodom had not the means to contaminate the whole planet. Still, God burned it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is going to do to America?
It's true. Go to a place where you can evangelize, where you can be fruitful.
So the Christians...
There is just oppression.
The Christians who still remain in America and don't go into all the world to preach the gospel, they're blind. I know I have so many Christian brethren in America. I love them. They write to me. And a lot of them are moving out, in fact.
Yes,
in fact, I'm helping them to move out.
Yes.
And some of them, they even want to come here where I am. And yeah, I mean, if you want to come in this area, the Lord has to show you, not me, where to go.
Amen.
But if you decide to come around here, let me help you. I'll help you all I can. Information, counsel. There are many, many things you need to know for the visas, for whatever. Jobs. It's easy to, in this area, it's easy to find jobs. You just go shop to shop. In one morning, you get a job, two, three jobs, in fact.
There are signs everywhere, looking for this, looking for
that.
Yeah,
there is an agricultural area. If you don't mind, if you're not lazy, you're willing to work in the fields, to find as many jobs as you want in the fields.
Yes.
And unless you're sick, I think you should. So praise the Lord, brethren. Read again
Revelation 18:4.
Yeah.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues.
Yeah, some people are still wondering, is it God's will? Are you blind? Excuse me, it says you're going to be partakers of her sins. I mean, how more God has to spell it for you? Come out. You know, you say come out, that was written in Greek. You know, you know what it means in Greek, come out?
What?
Come out. That's it.
Doesn't have another meaning.
No, it's just there is no doubt. I don't know if the Jehovah's Witnesses changed that. I hope they didn't. It means exactly that.
Amen.
Come out.
Amen.
But you know how many Americans translate that? After one more hamburger, one more coke, one more lesbian, one more homosexual, one more buy a house, one more scratching my belly for a few more months. Some more enjoying sin.
I
mean, I'm sorry, but a lot of Christians today, to me, a lot of American Christians, they remind me of the Lot's wife. They're looking back even before they're leaving, those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Verse 2.
Revelation 18:2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Is that a good reason enough?
Yes, it is.
Is that a good reason enough? I think it's plenty of reason here.
Yes.
Is becoming a habitation of devils. I think I'm going to stop here. I think
Thank
I've said
Lord
enough.
Jesus.
If you don't
Lord
have any
help
more,
us.
If you don't have any more questions.
No, it was very clear. And what I liked is that you put it very realistically. Like really fitting with the condition of the world today and seeing what's happening. And it's really realistic, all these events that are coming upon us. So God help us to really heed to the call, come out and be faithful and be between those called and chosen and faithful.
Amen.
Yeah. Be between them.
Amen. If it's not a Catholic Church, who is it? If it's only America. Who's contaminating the world? America.
Yes.
America. I believe the Catholic Church is going to organize the world religion. I mean, they already started to put the Buddhists together, the Hindus together, the Muslim, the Catholic, because they are the biggest religious organization in the world. So who is the Antichrist going to use to unite the world's religion? Of course he's going to use the Catholic Church. So I believe
makes sense.
Their job, I believe its leader is going to be the false prophet, I believe, one of these days, Revelations 13:11, who will offer to the first beast, to the Antichrist, the super church and the big ecumenical religious organization to the Antichrist, so that all can follow after the beast and worship the beast. Read Revelation 13. So I believe that, but they're not Babylon the whore. Why? Because simply America is.
Yes,
they work together for sure. Hmm. Okay, for a time they always work together. Mm-hmm. Okay, so brethren, get out, and get out.
Amen.
ASAP.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.